Drive along the coastal road between Castletown Bare and Adrigol and you will see a sign with a grand piano logo and a chalkboard advertising the date of the next recital. David Syme, internationally renowned American concert pianist, makes his living playing throughout the US and Europe. But he lives in Ireland 5 months out of the year, and that apparently is going to change. He's going to spend even more time here. His repertoire consists of the great classics of Beethoven, Chopin, Liszt, Rachmaninoff, but he's also renowned for his interpretations of Gershwin and Billy Joel, as well as some Irish favourites. And for those who can't make the trip down to hear him in Castletown Bare, David is giving a lunchtime recital this Friday in the John Field Room of the National Concert at all, and he is seated over in Studio 8 at the Steinway piano to give us a sample of what is in store at 1 o'clock next Friday. This is Chopin's Waltz in C sharp minor. Chopin's Waltz in C-sharp minor played there by David Syme. Thank you very much, David, for coming in. And thank you very much also for not playing the minute waltz. Otherwise, I might have been quite breathless by the time I got here. What brought you to Ireland in the first place?
Well, in 04, I met a lady who had a home here. She was an American named Suzanne. And I married her the next year. And so that's the whole reason that I came to Ireland. And I had no other plans here, but I started playing concerts just because I can't not play, or else I just fall apart. And so I gradually built a regular series in our home where people come every Sunday. We do about 25 of these a year.
This is living room recitals.
Living room, yeah.
And how many people can you actually sit into your living room?
85.
Oh, that's pretty good,
actually. We had 70 2 days ago.
Right. Okay. That's well. I mean, okay. I thought you might be talking about maybe a dozen reciting to a dozen people or whatever. 85 is very good. You have a very interesting way, though, of advertising the concerts. I mentioned it at the top. Tell me about that.
We have a sign on the coastal road with a grand piano on the sign, a picture of a grand piano, and my name and logo, and it says next recital, and we write on a chalkboard the date, and so you can't drive in that area without knowing something about us. And we also put leaflets in the supermarket. We live in a little fishing village of 1,000 people, but people drive for hours now, largely because of help from people like yourself and Mary Kennedy, especially, who put me on her nationwide show.
It's an interesting way of advertising. It's hardly Twitter or Facebook, though, but it obviously pulls people in.
It does. You cannot escape our grand piano sign.
You're very well known in the local area, and I think they roped you in to perform for charity. Almost, you hardly basically put your foot inside the front door of Suzanne's house.
Three days after I after I came to Ireland, I was asked to play for a charity, and so I was driven to a house out in the middle of nowhere where all the furniture was moved out onto the lawn, and 100 folding chairs put into the house, and they had people there helping this charity by buying tickets.
And I think one of the things you played on that occasion was the famous Londonderry air.
Yeah.
Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy. And the people there sang along in Irish to
oh,
this.
Right. Wow, okay.
Very inspiring.
You've had some very interesting people drop in to the living room recitals. Maureen O'Hara, for example, is a regular visitor.
She's been one of my biggest supporters in this country, and it's actually...
Of course, she lives in the area.
Yes. Well, she did. She's moved to the U.S. since then, but she does still have a home there, and it's because of her that I met my manager, the Scheel Entertainment Agency, and... It's because of them that I'm moving here full time. I mean, they brought me here to Wicklow to play for 15 minutes. They flew me from the U.S. to play for the Icon Corporation for 15 minutes in February.
And it changed your life.
Yes.
Now, you also had a very interesting visitor as well, because at some point, Christy Moore called in.
Yes, Christy's been there on a number of occasions, and he actually mentioned, I'm playing Friday, he mentioned it on his website this week, recommended it to his followers, and even a whisper from Christy Moore can bring a horde of people, so I'm very grateful. He's a very generous man, as well as being a great musician.
Well, hopefully a shout-out on this program, as opposed to a whisper from Christy, will bring a few.
Well, thank you for that.
I mean, he also, I think, on at least one occasion, didn't he join in and actually started singing one of the songs?
Yes, he didn't know that I knew he was in the audience at our home. We have a big living room, and he was there incognito. He has his wife make the reservations, so we don't know he's going to be there. And I hadn't expected him, so my wife at the interval told me he was there, so I ambushed him. I started playing his song called Ride On, which everyone knows in this country.
Yeah, wonderful Jimmy McCarthy song.
And I was prepared to do it as an instrumental, but I played it exactly the way it sounds on his album, with the guitar lick at the beginning, you know, the... I was prepared to do it as an instrumental, but I was sort of daring him. I looked right at him, and after a few measures, he joined in. It was really thrilling.
And you, I think, also, you've obviously got a serious repertoire, but you like to have a bit of fun at the piano. You do a fun variation or variations of Yankee Doodle as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I do it in the style of different composers, like Mozart.
Touch of the Victor Borg is about that.
Yeah.
Now, Billy Joel is perhaps not recognized enough for the piano player he is and for the compositions that he's written for piano. You're going to finish with one of his pieces, but introduce it for us, first of all, if you would.
Sure. About 30 years ago, I heard a piece by Billy Joel. I was standing in line at the post office, and I heard this sensational piece called Root Beer Rag, and I went home and bought the recording and learned it from the recording and made my own arrangement of it, and started playing it as an encore at classical concerts without announcing it. And there's this, because classical audiences tend to be rather strict about what they like or not based on the format. So there's this one big concert in Mexico City with a symphony orchestra, televised, recorded, and as an encore, I did this Billy Joel root beer rag, and the audience liked it more than anything else on the program, which is what always happens. I'll play Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff. This fellow came up to me afterwards with a British accent, very hoity-toity, and he said, "Could you tell me the composer of your final selection? Was it Aaron Copland or perhaps Igor Stravinsky?" I said, "No, it's an American composer, William Joel."
William.
So would you like to hear that?
I would love to. By the way, just to remind people, Friday next, the John Field Room, it's a lunchtime recital, so it is at 1 o'clock. David, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Great pleasure to be on with you, Miles.
Off you go with William Joel.